The Mr. Survivor competition would not be possible were it not for the generous support of the patrons of Rob Has a Podcast. Find out more about the benefits of becoming a patron and hear all of my very many celebrity endorsements when you visit us at robhasawebsite.com/patron. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's the guy who's ready to count down from 19 down to the top three. It's the finalist results countdown on Rob Has a Podcast with Rob Sisternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome to one of the most special nights on the Rob Has a Podcast calendar. We have taken all of your votes in. We've put them through the system. Kurt Clark is here. He's going to tell us your results here tonight on a very special Mr. Survivor 2015 finalist results countdown, of course. The man of the hour is here with us to talk about everything that happens. He's gone through the data. Here he is, the tabulator, Mr. Kurt Clark. Kurt, how are you?
Good. I don't think I'm the man of the hour. I think there's like 19 other men of the hour that take precedence over me, but I thank you.
Well, Kurt, I am very excited and eager tonight to find out who the top three finalists are for Mr. Survivor. Of course, tomorrow the attention shifts to Miss Survivor when we find out who our top three finalists are for Miss Survivor 2015. But it will be with a great sadness that we crown Miss Survivor 2015 because we'd say goodbye to this woman. Here she is joining us to count down the Mr. Survivor Bros. Here she is, Miss Survivor 2014, Andrea Belkey. Andrea.
Hello. That made me really nervous, the fact that I just went out.
Believe me, it made me more nervous than it made you.
Fingers crossed. That was just a little glitch. It's gone.
Yes. Okay. So Andrea is here with us. Miss Survivor, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. I'm always a big fan of this competition, and I'm excited to wear this. It'll be the final time, and we'll have some new reigning Mr. and Ms. Survivors soon.
No, not the final time. I'd like you to be a very big part of this process as we look to crown your successor here in the next couple of weeks. So I'll be getting a lot of use out of Ms. Survivor and the sash over this entire competition.
Oh, cool. I would love to.
Okay, good. How has life been as Miss Survivor over the past year?
It was a really fun year. I think we talked about this on my last podcast, that I felt bad that I wasn't able to do something big. But I know that Know It Alls is coming up in March, so hopefully I can be a part of that because it will be in New York.
Yes.
And that will be really fun. So hopefully I can win some people back because I know some people were like, why don't you do more? But a lot of stuff was a little crazy this year.
Do you plan on taking Miss Survivor 2015 under your wing?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, good. All right. So you will look.
I'm really looking forward to the competition part and
yes.
the talent
yes.
for this. Because I feel like I delivered last year. And I want some good talents, some creative talents. I really want someone to try to top mine.
Are you saying that there was a learning curve for you because RC did not take you under her wing?
I shouldn't say anything.
All right, Kurt. So we are yes. going to begin our countdown in just a bit. So what is going to be the actual process? I know we went back and forth a bunch of times. How are we going to do this from the 19 guys?
Okay, so as you said, there's 19 guys. We're going to get to our top three. What we decided was that both for the men and the women, we're going to look at the bottom five, baby, in no particular order or just in an order of my choosing. But so we're not going to necessarily reveal the placement or the specific votes that they got, but we're going to reveal who the bottom five placers were, and then we're going to pick up with number 14 and count on down to three.
Andrea, is that a fair way to do it?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Okay, because we don't want any of the bros to get their feelings hurt if they came in the bottom five, because there's nothing wrong with that. There just can only be a top 14. Everybody can't be in the top 14.
Exactly. And it's a lot of it has to do with when your season was and your social media following. So it's no hard feelings to the bottom five. You're all probably winning at life.
No hard feelings. Everybody is a winner at life. That's right. If you're on Survivor, you're automatically a winner in life. All right. Real quick, of course, I said at the top of the show, we are going to have Miss Survivor Top 3 coming to you tomorrow night, same time, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, to talk about the Miss Survivor finalists. That should be a very exciting show on Wednesday night. Of course, Thursday night for the patrons of Rob as a Podcast, that's going to be our next patron cast. That's the monthly show I do for the patrons of Rob as a Podcast. That's a call-in show where I take phone calls from people. Coming up tomorrow, I'm going to be recording a show that we're going to air closer to Valentine's Day, where I am going to be taking relationship advice questions and getting answers from Andrea's good friend, Francesca.
Yes.
Andrea, if you have questions that you want to get in for Franny, you could send them in to our email address, askfranny@robhasawebsite.com, or send in a voicemail at robhasawebsite.com/voicemail. Will you send in any questions for Franny?
Maybe I should. Yes. Valentine's Day is coming up. Very painfully single. So it's time I reach back out to Franny and see if she can hook me up.
Yes. Will she give you good advice?
I don't know. I'll you know what? I'll ask for advice and then I'll report back.
All right.
So I'll
good
do
stuff.
A follow up podcast on the date that Franny sets me up on.
Yes. All right. Good stuff. And, you know, Mr. Survivor, all the Mr. Survivor hopefuls are not the only people hoping for nominations this time of year. You're a humble host of Rob as a Podcast. Myself, I would love to get your nominations for podcast awards for this past year gone by. So if you'd like to nominate Rob as a Podcast for podcast awards, you could do so through the 30th. Go to podcastawards.com. If you think we are worthy, and nominate Rob as a Podcast for Best Entertainment Podcast and People's Choice Podcast of the Year. And don't go, and then don't nominate for us for other stuff, because then we get in trouble if we spam the awards. Okay. So podcastawards.com. Kurt, I am ready. I'm ready to do this. I've been waiting all day.
Okay. And just to frame this up a little bit, there were just over 8,000 votes cast, ballots cast for Mr. Survivor. Some had their three favorite people voted for, some people just picked one person. So what I'll do when we get to some of the specifics, when I read a number off or a percentage off, that's the number of ballots cast that person was present on.
Not total votes, correct? This is total ballots?
Well, it's total. There's just over 8,000 total ballots.
Yes.
Which would mean if everybody voted for three people, that would be 24,000 individual votes.
But, right. How did this stack up against last year, Kurt?
Well, it's interesting. This is the first year that we combined Mr. and Miss Survivor poll. Last year, we had, for the Miss Survivor pageant, just over 9,000 votes. But for the Mr. Survivor pageant, the first round, we had around 5,000.
Okay.
So quite a bump in the Mr. Survivor results. A little bit of a slowdown for the Miss Survivor. So I'm wondering, if you average them out, though, I think we're ahead of last year.
We're ahead of the pace. Could there have been less votes for Miss Survivor this year because Andrea was not running for Miss Survivor 2015?
I will co-sign that.
Yes. Okay. Interesting. All right, Kurt. So let's take it away. What do you want to give us first?
Okay. Again, one of the people in the bottom five.
Also, I'm sorry to interrupt, Kurt. I also want to set up, for those of you guys watching us live here on robhasawebsite.com, I'm going to be posting, we have Scott St. Pierre has worked on a PowerPoint presentation. We will cut back and forth to that. We'll also be taking your questions live during the show in the chat room on robhasawebsite.com, on Twitter with the hashtag RHAP, and of course on our YouTube channel on this video at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. All right, Kurt, feel free.
And to clarify, you know nothing about the results.
I know nothing. Andrea knows nothing. Only Kurt and Scott St. Pierre are the only two human beings on Earth who know the results tonight, correct?
Correct. So no further ado, one of the bottom five, going all the way back to Survivor Cagayan, David Sampson.
Oh, no. One of the bottom five. Here he is, David Sampson. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
He was the first person out in Survivor Cagayan, and he is the first person out of the runnings at somewhere between number 15 and 19 in Mr. Survivor. Andrea, your first reaction.
I was actually just thinking David Sampson. He was out early, and I don't think he did any campaigning that I saw, so not too surprising.
Now, when you were just thinking David Sampson, you were just thinking about him in a positive way?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's going to be, he'll be excited. David Sampson.
I just figured he was in the bottom five, but what? I'm a David Sampson fan.
Yes.
Do anything.
Now, I had thought that David Sampson had received campaigning advice from RC recently. Didn't she attend a Marlins game and throw out a first pitch?
Oh, that's right. I did remember there was a picture, so I'm surprised he must not have took her advice.
Yes.
He must not have signed Tim LaMaster on to be his campaign manager. So
yes.
That's bad.
Big missed opportunity.
I think the first rule of campaigning would be to make sure that you have a Twitter account.
Yes.
Oh, if he's not even on Twitter, yeah, all hope is lost.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So long, David Sampson. Number somewhere between 15 to 19. Again, this does not necessarily mean he came in dead last in the poll. Correct, Kurt?
Poker face.
Yes. Okay. And as you see from Scott's chart, David Sampson is now grayed out in one of the bottom five people here as we go along. All right. Kurt, tell us. Who else is in the bottom five here tonight?
Well, we might as well stick with Survivor Cagayan. Some people might say that this person was out a little bit too early, but also in the bottom five, Uncle Cliffy, Cliff Robinson.
No, not Uncle Cliffy. Not Uncle Cliffy. Oh, no. Two people from the world of sports, and I hope that John Rocker isn't third here in this trifecta of professional athletes, Andrea.
Wait. Sorry, what did Dave? Why is David Sampson? Is he's an athlete?
He is the son-in-law of the person that owns the Florida Marlins.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah. So next should be Johnny Rocker.
No, please don't say that, Uncle Cliffy. I feel so like if he wanted it, I feel like he could have had it.
He was. Go ahead, Andrea.
Yeah. Well, he has 7,000 followers on Twitter. And
that's not that great.
What?
That's not that great, Andrea.
No, it's really not that great. But he has more than Alec Christie, unless I'm looking at the wrong Alec Christie on Twitter.
I don't think you are.
Yeah, but Cliff Robinson should have way more than Alec Christie.
I know.
With all respect to.
He should have a ton.
Yeah. Boy, you would think Cliff Robinson would have 7,000 groupies, let alone 7,000 followers.
I don't think he knew that the pageant was actually going on. I mean, I was looked at his Twitter account over the past week, and apparently he's doing some sort of Twitter takeover for the Trailblazers and handling their Twitter account.
Oh, okay.
But nothing about Mr. Survivor.
He's not in North Korea, is he?
Distracted, and that's his fault, so he's in the bottom five.
Can't take your eyes off the prize, Uncle Cliffy. All right, so Uncle Cliffy, somewhere in the bottom five, baby. Who else is in the bottom five, baby?
Also in the bottom five.
I guess Garrett.
You're going to guess Garrett? Okay, so we're if somebody from San Juan del Sur.
Okay.
Johnny Rocker.
No, all of our athletes are out. Oh, no.
Shocker. No, that's actually not a shocker. No.
Yes. Oh, the Rocker Shocker, Andrea.
Rocker Shocker.
It's very sad. John Rocker. I can't believe he's gone too soon. Kurt, boy. It looks like a professional athlete will not be Mr. Survivor this year.
No. And like, again, I made a point of looking at the Twitter feeds over the past week. Not a word about Mr. Survivor.
Boy, that seems like a mistake for John Rocker. I feel like he's an eloquent speaker. I feel like he could have really cleaned up in the debates, Andrea.
He's very likable. Never pisses anyone off.
Yes.
Actually, we are missing out. He would have been great in the debate.
He would have been very good in the debates.
Yeah.
Maybe does not have the character that is probably that you would associate with a Mr. Survivor. So, okay. John Rocker, David Sampson, and Mr. Cliff Robinson are out. So we see three guys from the top row, Kurt. What does it mean?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay. Okay. Kurt, give us, who else is in the bottom five, baby?
Let's stick with San Juan del Sur.
Okay.
I think this might surprise a few people. I think he was a crowd favorite. It's a he, but this is Mr. Survivor. Farm Guy 69, Dale Wentworth.
Farm Guy 69, another shocker. Oh, my God. I can't believe Farm Guy 69. What is wrong with the voters? Why didn't Farm Guy 69 make it further, Andrea?
What's Farm Guy 69?
That's his Twitter handle. Dale is at Farm Guy 69.
That's not real.
Yes, yeah, that is. That is real.
That's his own, or did someone make it for him?
No, that's, well, we don't know who made it for him, but that's his Twitter name.
I mean, is he actually tweeting from us?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm looking this up.
Kurt, is it possible that Farm Guy 69 Dale was too distracted by the Seahawks being in the Super Bowl that he did not campaign well enough?
Actually, if you do look at his Twitter feed over the week of the polling, a majority of his tweets are about the NFL and the Seahawks. That is a legitimate thing that happened. I think we'll actually see with a lot of the people. A lot of people, both in Mr. and Miss Survivor, had some distractions this week.
Yeah,
he was very much focused on the Super Bowl. He was actually, though, he did retweet some people who said that they voted for him. He had nothing really proactive, except a couple times he was actually showing his support for his daughter Kelly running for Miss Survivor.
He tweets a lot.
Yeah, he tweets a lot. He's very active on social media. That's why I'm surprised to see him in the bottom five, baby. Kurt, had the Seahawks not come back in the NFC Championship game and beat the Packers, do you think we'd be looking at Dale as a Mr. Survivor finalist tonight?
I don't think so, because I think he would have completely avoided Twitter and been disqualified.
Oh, he would have been done worse. All right, so Dale, here he is in the bottom five on the memory wall. Kurt, again in the top row. So it looks like the top row is going to be eliminated very quickly here tonight, Kurt.
What can you do? It's the front half of the alphabet is getting hit hard.
Yes, of course. Everybody is in alphabetical order. So C is for Cliff. D is for Dale. D is for David. And J is for John. It's almost as if Sean Kniff was the one responsible for the polling tonight, Kurt.
Yeah, the super polling.
Yes, the super polling. Good one. All right, Kurt, who is in the last member to round out the bottom five, baby?
And I think we have another surprise here. It's another San Juan del Sur for Mr. Survivor. And we are looking at, it's a meat collector. It is Alec Christie.
No! How could that be? Alec Christie.
What? That's shocking.
That is shocking. He was not a vote collector.
I'm a meat collector.
Yeah. Kurt, how did this happen?
His account, when I was checking it, I think it was yesterday, the day before, he's only tweeted 139 times. He was not getting the word out. There was one retweet of a Mr. Survivor tweet, and it was a retweet of something that was promoting Josh for Mr. Survivor, Josh Canfield. So
he was retweeting Josh for Mr. Yeah. Survivor?
Yeah.
Boy, Kurt, let me just tell you right now, I am shocked. My mouth is hanging open. I have a stunned mouth open look on my face right now.
Yeah.
I'm pretty shocked too. I thought Alec was going to be up there because he went really far. He looks like a Mr. Survivor.
He was, he was recent in the recent season. You think that would have pushed him up?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually very, very shocking.
He wasn't a vote collector.
He's not a vote collector.
I can't believe it.
How do you think he's going to feel when he finds out his brother was higher in the ranking?
Not good. I feel like he's going to be pretty bummed out. So let's check the big board. And Kurt, A is for Alec. Once again, the top of the alphabet is getting killed in the massacre of the bottom five, baby. Alec, Cliff, Dale, David, and John Rocker. All top row people. Only five people left on the top row. This is a real pagonging coming tonight for the top row, Kurt.
Bryce is kind of sweating it out there. Like,
Bryce is sweating.
Yeah, he's feeling pretty nervous right now.
Oh, my God. So, this is a tough night already for the bottom five. All right, so we say goodbye to the bottom five. And so, Kurt, now we're getting into the real meat and potatoes here. Number 14. Andrea, are you excited?
I'm so excited.
Yes. You're not getting bored, right?
No.
Good.
I think I'll be really, really excited when we're in the top five. Good.
Yeah, that's why we're trying to get you more and more excited. I just don't want you to get bored.
No, by the end of this, I'm going to be really, really nervous.
Okay, yeah. We'll all be.
Nerve-wracking for me.
We'll all be. Kurt, are you nervous?
No, because I kind of know what's going on here.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, if there's one person that's here that shouldn't be nervous, it's you. All right. Do we have a comment here? John Johnson says, boy, not much of a surprise when all the votes went to Spencer. Well, we'll see. Well, that's, hey, We'll see what the reaction is the rest of the way. All right, let's take another comment. This is from Jake Larson, who says, always miss Survivor in my heart, Andrea. So that Jake M. Larson is happy to have you on board, Andrea.
Jake M. Larson, he's a good fan.
Good fan. Okay, let's go ahead, Kurt. Give us okay. number 14.
Okay, just to let you know, the votes for the bottom five ranged from 117 ballots to 338 ballots. 14th place, not that far away from 338, with 381. So this person could have just as easily been in the bottom five, potentially. We're looking at San Juan del Sur again. We're looking at Wes Nail.
Oh, boy. Wes Nail. The nail is in Wes's coffin, and the bottom row, top row strikes back. Wes Nail, number 14. Boy, he could eat McNuggets like they were nobody's business. He loves 2.5 men, but Andrea, Wes Nail, is number 14 in your Miss Survivor, in Mr. Survivor competition.
This is also really shocking. I thought he was going to be at least in the top 8.
It's a tough year.
Keith, his dad beat him?
yes. Oh, boy. If we took prop bets on who was going to do better on all the different family members, I think you'd say, well, I don't think that Drew Christie will beat Alec Christie. And I didn't think that Keith was going to beat Wes, but there you have it.
So Wes is lower than Tony, than LJ.
That's right. All the people we haven't named yet.
Very shocking.
Yeah. Felipe in the chat room says he did not risk it for the biscuit. Kurt, any campaigning coming from Wes Nail?
No, he had like one retweet of somebody who voted for him. And that was it.
Andrea, for people in the future, do you recommend retweets as a strategy?
I think you should do, this is what I think. I think you should do one or two. Hey, you guys, check this out. Vote for me. Something funny. And maybe a retweet, but the people that retweet too much, it's obnoxious. But one retweet isn't going to really help you out. I think you should just do a personal tweet, link it to your site and the voting, and be done with it.
Yeah,
at least for the first round.
I think you're right, Andrea. I think you're right. Kurt, I don't think that the retweet's an effective weapon in the arsenal of Mr. Survivor.
No, and the numbers bear that out. So, agreed.
Okay. All right. Let's see. And now let's get some more reaction. From Dr. Fizz Was says, let's hope LJ wins this. Garrett to be low. So, okay. So Dr. Fizz Was is looking for an LJ Mr. Survivor appearance. All right. So Wes is out at number 14.
Scott Martin says, Keith stuck to the plan. Wes did not.
Yes, he did not stick to the plan. And that is why he is sitting there at number 14 on the big board. All right, Kurt, take us away. Number 13.
Number 13, we jumped from 381 ballots to 405 ballots. So it's actually not more of a jump, a little bit of a step. And we have at number 13, a name that's been tossed around a couple times so far, but by Andrea as well, Garrett Adelstein.
Garrett is number 13 on your poll. And a guy who, you know, if this was based solely on looks, you would think would certainly have a shot at the top three. But Andrea, Garrett is out.
Yeah, he's even pretty high, I think.
So you think he's too high on the board at number 13? Do you think the voters were high?
They might have been. I don't want to do a high impression.
Okay, good. Good. Kurt, number 13 for Garrett. This is a shock to me, though.
Again, if you look at social media as being a cornerstone to the campaign, in total, his Twitter account has had 102 tweets total. And obviously, out of those 102, no Mr. Survivor mentions at all.
Okay, so he did not campaign. He was sort of resting on his looks.
Yeah, and I'm guessing he didn't even know this was going on.
Yeah, he just sat back and waited for people to bring him chicken and rice and waited for somebody to bring him Mr. Survivor on a silver platter. And that's not going to happen, Andrea.
Not a good strategy.
What would be a worse strategy? Sitting back and doing nothing or telling everybody out there how they have to vote and tell everybody they're not allowed to have any conversations about the vote that aren't in front of him?
I think the latter.
That would be worse?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I think that would be worse. Yeah.
That would be worse. Okay. All right. So Mr. Garrett Adelstein is number 13. Not number 13 in our hearts, but number 13 in our poll here tonight. All right. So here we go. We're up to number 12 already. We're flying through this tonight.
We are.
Number 13 on the big board. Okay. All right. So who is number 12, Kurt?
Okay. We jump from 405 ballots to 652 ballots. Number 12 from San Juan del Sur. We have the matching bookend of Drew Christie.
Oh, no. Drew Christie. Christie bros are done, and we didn't even get to the top 11. So, Drew, he may be a badass.
So, basically, I'm a badass.
Basically. But, Andrea, he is out at number 12 tonight.
Cute. And the Christie brothers are, they look like they would be Mr. Survivor. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
Looks aren't everything.
Boy, this is a big disappointment to see both the Christie brothers out this early. I thought that they both would have been great additions to the debate, Kurt.
I think that would have actually been something to see.
Yes. Yes. You know, any mention of Drew Christie from the campaign perspective?
He's had a few more tweets than Garrett. He's tweeted a total of 310 times. But in all the ones over the course of the week of the polls were up, no mentions of Mr. Survivor.
No mentions of Mr. Survivor.
Why do you think Drew Christie was higher than Alec?
I'm guessing personally that, you know, people can vote for many different things for Mr. Survivor. We've seen it discussed on the message boards. Is it about looks? Is it about an entertaining debate? Is it about what they can do for the rap community over the year? And I'm guessing in the case of Drew and Alec, Drew was just seen as the pretty boy candidate, but really didn't have anything else going for him in terms of a candidate.
Andrea, what do you think of the rumors that Kat was managing Drew's campaign?
Oh, that I didn't hear those rumors, but that sounds pretty legit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I follow Kat on Snapchat, and I feel like they're hanging out and might have given him an advantage.
Yes, and maybe it bumped him up to number 12, the advantage of drag.
Is she actually campaigning for him? Because then it makes sense.
Yes. Kurt, do we know this for a fact?
I did not check out Kat's campaign feed. If she was, he wasn't retweeting anything, so I don't know if we can talk about the obvious Kat bump.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. That'll be further investigation.
We'll investigate further about the Kat bump. All right. So let's check the big board now. And boy, oh, the pogonging just continues here as Drew Christie goes there. Now there's only three people left in the top row in Bryce, Jeremy and Jeremiah. Wait, who's Jeremy? Jeremy or Jeremiah? They're both in the top row. And then we have eight people strong in the bottom row, Kurt. It's looking like they're just picking everybody off.
Yeah, I think we'll have to see what happens here. But
it's the top row's screwed.
They're screwed, Andrea, right? They'll probably be the next three out.
They're a lost cause. Possibly, I think we'll be the next, next three of four out.
Yeah, because the bottom row has the real advantage tonight. All right, Kurt. That's good. Give me number 11.
Okay. Now, between 12 and 11, you jump from 650 ballots to just over 1,000 ballots. And for me, this is where stuff starts to get serious. This is where you have the serious contenders. Number 11, you have somebody from Cagayan who had been talked about quite a bit as, I think, a beloved member of the community who would be great to see in the debates. Apparently, we're not going to get to see Bryce Johnston.
No, and another member of the top row.
Pageant person.
Yeah, well, he's a freak. And we wanted to hear this song at the Mr. Survivor coronation, Andrea.
I know, shoot.
It was supposed to be neat, Kurt. Give it to him all night.
Wait, he's the first beauty out, right? Yep.
Yeah, first of the beauties out.
First beauty crossed off the list.
Oh my God. This is terrible, Kurt. This is a massacre tonight.
I don't he's the first person that really kind of, at least he.
I don't want to go on, Kurt.
You must. You must. You know, there seemed to be kind of this purple pants movement. Like everybody that was voting for him, many folks were representing. They wanted to see the purple pants that he wears in the debates.
Yeah.
He was retweeting things. He actually had a tweet out there, but y'all got to vote for me, dot, dot, dot. Mm. But no link.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah, but no link in that tweet.
Oh, boy.
So you got a link to the survey, Bryce.
Andrea, I'm disappointed.
Yeah, I kind of wish he would have been really fun to have in the debate.
He would be very fun to have in the mix, unfortunately.
He's so colorful, and he would have just brought so much great energy, and he wanted it. So that's a bummer. That's a bummer.
That is a bummer. Okay, let's update the big board.
They tweet about it and want it, and then they're out.
Yeah, that's what we don't want, these people that don't want it. We want people who, we want them to want it.
Yes.
No more Brenda Lowe. Come on.
Gauntlet thrown.
Okay, let's update the big board. And boy, Kurt, another one bites the dust in the top row. Such a pagonging tonight. Only two people are left. It's up to Jeremy or Jeremiah to bring it home. And I'm sure this must be very confusing for Tony if he's watching us live, of who's Jeremy and who's Jeremiah up there in the top row.
I just want to see like a picture, someone sketched something of him trying to vote for Mr. Survivor and staring at the ballot for so long.
Jeremy or Jeremiah. Okay. Oh wait. Now the it changes now as we get to the top 10 where that, so really the only two top row guys are Jeremy and Jeremiah, but we'll remember.
We'll remember that.
Okay. Kurt, where's the top 10, baby?
Top 10.
Top 10, baby.
Top 10, here we go.
Here we go. All right, boy, I feel like this is moving much faster than in previous years.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Maybe it's Andrea. Maybe Andrea is helping to speed this along.
I mean, I don't want to sit and chat about the bottom seven or
the bottom nine. Bottom nine.
I don't want to sit and chat about the bottom nine forever. I want to get to the real meat of the matter.
Yes. Whoa.
Andrea.
I don't know.
Is it true that only the top 10 of Mr. Survivor is dateable? Is that true?
Let's see. Yeah, you gotta be top 10.
Gotta be top 10. It's not if you make the merge, it's if you make the top 10 of Mr. Survivor. I think that's the ultimate deciding factor.
That's the new rule, yeah.
It's the new rule. Although making the merge helps. That's probably step one. All right. So, Kurt, here, yes. Let's get into it. By the way, just taking a look at who's dateable and who's not, I believe everybody here on the big board did make it to the merge.
I believe you're correct.
Yeah. So a little bit of interesting factoid for those Mr. Survivor trivia buffs out there. All right, Kurt, and who's it?
Can we do a predictions?
So you want to predict who's out next?
No, we all predict Kurt can't, but we predict our top three.
I would prefer to remain impartial and not give my, I feel like that would have ramifications on the future votes.
All right.
Yes.
That's very true. Okay.
All right. Kurt, let's get number 10 out there.
Okay. Number 10 from Survivor Cagayan, just 18 points ahead of Bryce. So close. LJ McCanus.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, how is that possible, Kurt?
Well, initially I was following the wrong Twitter account and I thought he wasn't saying a damn thing about it. But in terms of the campaigning, he did reply to a few notes about voting with some thanks, but then he actually actively tweeted and said that he wasn't going to campaign. He had no plans to campaign. If the fans wanted him to get it, great, but he didn't think he deserved it.
Okay. All right. That's an interesting...
He tweeted all of that?
I kind of expanded upon it, but that's basically what he said.
Yeah, that's an interesting passive-aggressive voting strategy.
Yeah, it's actually, I think it's a little effective, actually, because he was getting the word out there, but saying, oh, I don't know, and trying to be all humble.
Yes.
Maybe that's why he's so high.
It did not work, though. It didn't work. Where was Stephen Fishback to vote for his boy, LJ?
I had like 150 votes coming from some apartment in New York, and I'm guessing that was Stephen.
They're all for LJ. Andrea, for the record, LJ, cute or hot?
Those are the options, cute or hot. He's hot.
Okay, that's good. Good to know that. That's the LJ scale.
So I guess that means he can't be trusted.
We can't trust him. Can't believe it. What a...
Okay, wait. So he has he does have a real Twitter account, and then there's a fake one, right?
Right.
Fake his LJ?
His Twitter account is LJ underscore Mechanis.
Wow.
I think I was looking at the fake one.
I was too initially. That's what I was saying.
So what is the fake one saying?
Nothing.
Okay. Boy, what's been the biggest shock of the night so far, Andrea? Is it LJ here at 10?
No, I think Wes being so low.
Really? I would have thought that Wes was high. I didn't think he had a lot of support out there.
He made it really far, and he was fun, likable, and I thought he would have been higher.
Was Wes on your top three ballot, Andrea?
No, but he was top 10.
Top 10. Okay. We'll see. I didn't have Wes that high on my ballot, but we'll see. I guess he's not my type, I think.
But see, Wes, yeah, Keith beating Wes is a little surprising for me.
A little bit. But Keith was popular. Boy, all right. So we close the book on LJ for Mr. Survivor, and let's take a look at the big board. And boy, LJ there at number 10. And now there's just nine people left to go in the Mr. Survivor countdown. Kurt, who is number 9 on the board?
Number 9, with just about 50 more ballots cast than LJ, from San Juan del Sur, Josh Canfield.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Josh is out. What a terrible day. First, Josh and Reed had a live show that was going to be tonight. It got canceled because of the snow, and now Josh is out of Mr. Survivor, Andrea.
That's surprising. I thought he was going to be a lot higher. I thought him and Reed would be right up there in the top 4 or something.
No, unfortunately, Josh is out at 9.
Yeah, he had several retweets of people saying they're voting for him. He had one proactive tweet, as I'm calling it, on day one that was basically promoting, asking people to vote for him, to vote for Reed. And one thing that people may know that when you follow Josh, he just replies to them with hashtag 110%. And as I was scrolling through his Twitter feed, there was just tons of hashtag 110%.
Yeah, but isn't that a problem because it doesn't really work as a hashtag when you hashtag a number?
I guess, but regardless of the hashtag part of it, it's like if you scroll through, you just see a bunch of 110%, 110%, potentially missed opportunities to get new followers to vote for him. But to your point, their show that was canceled, later on the week, he began very actively tweeting and promoting that show, which is understandable. And I kind of said earlier that there's a lot going on this week between the Seahawks game and Dale.
Bad timing.
So he chose to prioritize, understandably so, the promoting the cabaret show rather than necessarily campaigning for Mr. Survivor.
Andrea, was there a lot of talk within the wine and cheese community about campaigning for Josh and Reed?
No one was really campaigning that much. I feel that they don't want to show too much support to certain people. I mean, not that I heard of. But I do see now that I'm on his Twitter, they're campaigning for some other voting for Broadway Cares. So they have a lot.
Spread too thin.
Yes.
Spread too thin. Plus there's two of them and it's Josh and Reed and maybe they had a pick between one and people just didn't know what to do. Also, wait, what am I missing? What's the 110% thing?
Whenever somebody follows him, he just replies to the person 110%.
Why? What does that mean?
Well, then every 10th person that follows him asks, what's that mean? And you'll see in the Twitter feed, goes, I just believe in giving 110% whatever you follow. And that's how he responds to people.
The problem is that that doesn't work as a hashtag. It doesn't light up as a hashtag because you can't hashtag a number.
Well, it doesn't need to be a hashtag. I mean, it's just his
Well, if
mantra.
It doesn't need to be a hashtag, then there shouldn't be a pound sign. It should just be 110%.
Is that a social media strategy that everyone wants to be? I don't really understand it. I'll have to ask him next time.
Yeah, it's either a wasted pound sign or that she should type out 110%.
That's why he tweeted me when I followed him 110%. I didn't understand it. I didn't get it. I don't know if it was some reference to something I didn't get, but I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, so Josh did not get 110% of the vote tonight.
No, he did not.
He did not. What was his vote count?
He had 1,090.
1,090. And what's the percentage of the overall votes? Do you have that?
Hashtag 13.3%.
Okay, 13.3% is a good way.
Never interested in that.
Again, you don't need the hashtag.
Yeah,
Okay, all right, boy. And look at us now. Top eight, baby. And here we go. For those of you guys listening to the audio version, let me set up who is in the top eight. Of course, three of these gentlemen will be moving on to the finals of the Mr. Survivor competition. Five of them will be going home with nothing. I've got nothing for you. So we've got Jeremy and Jeremiah. Very confusing. We have John Mish. That's NBD. We've got Keith. We've got Reed. We've got Spencer. We've got Tony. And we have Wu.
Woo!
Woo! All right. Wow. Woo. Boy. Amazing top eight that we have left. All right, Kurt, let me just reset my board over here and get our finalist countdown. Andrea, I can barely breathe. I'm about to hyperventilate.
I am getting a little nervous.
Yes. As Andy is telling us in the chat room, four people from San Juan del Sur, four people from Cagayan.
Wow. Nice. That's awesome.
Symmetry.
That's awesome. I thought we'd have more Survivor 29 people there.
Andrea, were your three predictions for Mr. Survivor Finals, are they all still on the board?
Let me look. Yep, all three.
Okay. All right. Tell us after the fact if your predictions were right or not. All right. Kurt, give us number eight.
Number eight. I said Josh had 1,090 votes. Number eight had 1,092.
Wow.
So for all intents and purposes, if you're looking at margin of error, they're tied. And when you get down to that low, that's fine. So they're pretty much interchangeable. So partner in crime with Josh Canfield is number eight, Keith Nail.
Oh, boy. Keith Nail. Well, I have to say that this has to be a little bit of a moral victory for Keith to crack the top eight. Right, Andrea?
Yeah, I'm actually really happy that he was top eight.
Yes, the voters.
It would have been hilarious to be in the final three and so entertaining, but top eight is very respectable.
Yeah, the voters stuck to the plan and got Keith up to top eight. Because what number was Wes? He was like 13?
14, I think.
14, yeah. Yeah, so Keith is cracking up. Yeah. Boy, can you believe it? What a year for Keith Nail to be top eight on Mr. Survivor.
It is quite an honor.
Really? He went so far. He almost won Survivor. He almost won Mr. Survivor, Kurt. It's a real amazing run here for Keith Nail.
Yeah, looking at his Twitter account, 120 tweets total, no mentions of Mr. Survivor. Oh. So this is kind of his natural resting place, it seems.
Well,
so that was solely just his fans and popularity.
Yes, I did hear
without social media.
Yeah, I did get to ask Keith what his strategy was for Mr. Survivor. And this is what he said.
As long as you keep burping, I guess you're OK.
Yeah, if you just keep burping, you'll be OK for Mr. Survivor. It got him to top eight.
Works for me.
All right. There you go. Keith Nail. What else could you say? He nailed it. Got to top eight. Moral victory.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Kurt, now we're talking here. All right, Mr. Keith is out at top eight, and now we're up to the top seven, baby. Boy.
Top. How you feeling?
This is wild. This is a crazy night so far to get to the top seven.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Tony's still in?
Yes.
Tony hasn't tweeted since, what, New Year's Eve? Okay.
Correct.
All right, well, it's...
Yeah,
Jeremy, Jeremiah, John Mish, Reed, Spencer, Tony, and Wu. We have seven men left, only three spots. Four will be gone, three will be your finalists. Of course, we also have to remind you, and I didn't set this up at the top of the show, that when we get to our top three, I will reach out to our top three finalists. They will have the option to continue in the Mr. Survivor competition or to decline the invitation. If anybody in the top three decides to decline the invitation for the Mr. Survivor final round, the invitation will be passed along to the next person down and so on and so forth until we have our top three baby.
What are the odds of that happening?
Of that we just keep going down? Yeah, so if we have two people in the top
David
three.
David Sampson for the debates.
Yeah. So where last year we had Hayden Moss was in the top three. He did not get back to me in a timely manner. Aris was added as number four. So the number four spot is also an interesting place to be in this competition.
Hayden was busy with Divi app.
Yes, he was busy with the Divi app. So he just kept passing it along to more and more people. That was how that worked. It was all marketing for the Divi app. All right, Kurt, give us number seven.
Number seven, with about 1,230 votes, we have from Survivor Cagayan. Woo!
Oh, woo! He weaseled his way into the top seven, but that is as far as Mr. Woo gets to go. Andrea, you were a big Woo fan, right?
Yeah, I liked him. He was chill. He was funny. I don't know if he would have been the best Mr. Survivor, though.
Yes. I don't know. He was like a stealth mode, ninja stealth mode to get to the top seven, though, Kurt.
Yeah, like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes, he just like Sonic the Hedgehog. He ran up the board. Now all of his coins just went everywhere.
Yeah. Again, not active on social media. This was kind of his natural resting place, I think. He made it to the finals. Nothing about Mr. Survivor. 331 tweets total from his account since it was opened. So yeah.
All these people just not active on Twitter.
Yeah, boy. Okay, so Wu, he's out enjoying a nice plate of ribs tonight. Unfortunately, he will not be moving any further in the Mr. Survivor competition. So we are down now to our top six, Kurt. And this is... really, the rubber's going to meet the road. Let's update the big board. Jeremy, Jeremiah, John Mish, Reed, Spencer, and Tony. So again, with that we have sort of reached an equilibrium. Again, three people from San Juan del Sur, three people from Cagayan. Once again, Andrea, very even.
Very even. It's a very exciting race. All very worthy candidates.
All very worthy candidates.
Looking at the board.
Yes.
I mean, Tony sticks out a little bit.
Yeah. Why? You don't want to see Tony in the top three?
I don't know if it's his competition, but maybe I could be proved wrong.
I think we'll see. We'll see how this goes. This could be a very exciting night. All right.
Actually, I would want to see his skill or whatever.
Yes. Maybe Tony has the Tyler Perry idol. Maybe he's going to go all the way to the top.
You never know.
You never know. All right, Kurt, who is number six?
Number six, with just over 1,300 votes cast, we have Jeremiah Wood.
Jeremy or Jeremiah?
Jeremiah.
Okay. Who's Jeremy? Jeremiah.
There he is, yeah.
Jeremiah, who was campaigning, Kurt, right?
Yeah, he was. I think this... out of all of the Mr. Survivor and I even say Miss Survivor candidates that I've seen, we'll stick to Mr. Survivor. All the Mr. Survivor candidates I've seen, this is probably the best example of a campaign bump that you can get. He tweeted the link on day one. He was asking people that he knew that followed him to get there to retweet to their followers. There's a NASCAR columnist named Jeff Gluck that he asked to retweet to his followers as who had several thousand followers there. He asked Danielle Murphy from Dan Season of Big Brother, and he asked Judd the Stud to retweet. So he was going out there and he was trying to work the people, get them to campaign. He was thanking people who voted. He was retweeting people who voted. He was telling people they could vote daily, which is not actually the case, but I don't think that actually hurt him. If anything,
Was that a problem, Kurt? Was that did votes get taken away for wrong instructions?
I think people just ended up getting roadblocked if they tried to do it multiple times. So, but I was happy to see the energy that Jeremiah placed into this. I would have personally liked to have seen him place higher. but I think textbook campaigning, but just didn't get him a couple notches higher to actually be in the finals.
Andrea, what's your disappointment right now?
Yeah, pretty disappointed, because now that I'm on his Twitter, he did a really good job of campaigning.
Yeah.
And he was very appreciative. He said you can vote daily, being very informative. I didn't realize he was all about it, which makes me bum that he was voted out when he was.
Yeah.
He was
That's something I couldn't do. I couldn't ask other people on Twitter to retweet. I would just feel really lame. So,
well, no, they're not lame. That's look, he was trying to dig deep.
No, I'm saying he really did dig deep, because he was able to do that, where I always feel I'm not good at that.
No, you gotta dig deep. You gotta risk it to get the biscuit.
He tweeted on day one. Maybe he could have tweeted like every other day to remind people. He at the end of the week, he was tweeting pictures of his Subway dinner. Maybe he could have gotten Subway to read.
Subway dinner?
Yeah.
He was enjoying the cookie.
Okay. Well, I don't know if that's the, you know, exclusive dinner of Mr. Survivor.
If Jeremiah had won, it might have been.
I don't know. Does a Miss Survivor dine at Subway, Andrea?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it could be a sponsor.
Yeah, no. Maybe. If you do, maybe don't tell anybody about it. Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's go to, top five baby.
Top five baby.
Oh my God. All right. So, here we are. It's time to talk about the real top five baby. And now here they are. It is going to be including Jeremy. We have John Mish. We have Reed. Now we have a San Juan del Sur advantage. We have Spencer and we have Tony. Five guys are left. Andrea, of the five guys remaining, who's the biggest surprise to you to see this far?
Tony.
Tony.
Yeah. I think we knew the answer to that.
How could you say that about it?
It didn't become any less surprising at top five.
Yeah, I am very shocked that Tony's.
Why? You don't think a lot of people are on Team TV? I feel like I'm not surprised to see Tony go this far.
Well, he also wasn't even active in campaigning.
But he's a huge character and somebody who has a lot of fans. He won the show. I feel like the people are Tony fans.
Do you really think he'd make a good Mr. Survivor, though?
Well, we'll just see. That remains to be seen.
We're getting to the point where we have to give equal airtime to the other side of the debate.
Yeah, he would. That would be interesting to watch. All right.
Don't get me wrong. I'm very entertained by Tony. I'm just a little surprised he's in the top five.
Okay. Very interesting. Let's see. This is from DV. He says, how has Jeremiah come this far? Well, we told you exactly how he went this far with a very active campaign. Yep. Jacob Elliott wants to know, at least Tony can follow along better now. Yes, because we're at top five, baby. That's right. And Isaac Samaya says, I wanted Jeremiah to be in the top three or at least the number four spot. Well, that's a coveted spot, the number four. Because that means that you are the first alternate. Now, number five is the second alternate. If some combination of this top five decides that they don't want to run for Mr. Survivor, we could potentially, Kurt, see a scenario where number five gets in the mix.
Yeah, he's Jeremiah at number six could even get in the mix. He's kind of in the at number six. That's kind of like the Secretary of the Interior spot in terms of line for the presidency. I'd say that, yeah, we. Should I go right ahead to number five?
Well, let's just talk about this for a couple more seconds.
Okay.
So this would be very, very interesting. Andrea, who do you think this is going to be here at number five?
Number five?
Yes.
I'm thinking, I think it might be Jeremy.
Could be Jeremy. Okay.
Wasn't he at number six? Oh, wait, though, that was Jeremiah.
That was Jeremiah.
Okay. Very similar. I think it might be Jeremy. Just because, I mean, if Tony made it this far, I don't know, man.
I think he has momentum.
He has momentum. If anyone is someone to have momentum, it's Tony. So I think it might be Jeremy next.
Could be Jeremy. We'll see. Kurt, top five, baby. Okay. Who is number five on Mr. Survivor?
At just over 1,500 votes cast. At number five, we have Reed Kelly.
Reed. Oh, no, read them and weep, Andrea. That's right.
For those of you only listening to the audio podcast, Andrea literally leapt back in her chair and covered her mouth in surprise.
All right, reactions, Andrea.
I'm a big Reed fan. I'm a big Reed and Josh fan, but I had Reed in the top three. I thought for sure he was going to be in the top three. So that is shocking to me.
No, Reed is number five, Andrea. And boy, there will not be a person from the wine and cheese community in the Mr. Survivor competition on the men's side.
Man, no. Well,
you're claiming Tony in the wine and cheese community? Yeah. ever at Eliza's house?
I was not claiming him. However,
Tony's not welcome at Eliza's house.
If he was Mr. Survivor, Eliza might want to invite him into the wine and cheese. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Okay. Boy, this is getting very interesting. All right, so Reed Kelly, Andrea, knowing Reed and Josh, will this be awkward now that Reed fared better in the Mr. Survivor contest for Reed and Josh's relationship, and could this potentially drive a wedge between them?
If anything was to drive a wedge between them, it would be this, but I think they'll be fine. I also think it's got to be really hard to date someone and do the same show because you're constantly compared, but Josh will be fine.
Yes.
He's also going to be in a Broadway show coming up, so he's probably busy. I mean, he's probably busy doing things.
Okay. Yes. Do you think that Reed will have a scathing speech for the voters, Andrea?
Oh, I mean, definitely.
Yes. What will he say to the voters?
I mean, well, who's he? He probably will. Yeah. What did he do again to Missy?
He called her the evil stepmother.
Yeah.
And
probably bring some other fairy tale into it.
Yes. It's yes.
Dramatic.
Boy, yeah. Kurt. So Reed is out at number five.
Yeah, he retweeted people who said they were voting for him. He on day one, he kind of posted a picture of him as Spider-Man along with the link. It's a kind of social media 101. If you want some good traction on your post, have an image associated with the link. And so great doing that. But as the week went on, he went on to promote the show that he's doing with Josh. Apparently, he's campaigning for something called Mr. Manuary that he and Josh were also pushing him for. So his I don't know. Did he want Mr. Manuary more than he wanted Mr.
Survivor?
Yeah,
took his eyes off the prize. If anybody should know, it's Reed. That stick to the plan.
Yes.
Yeah, had a good plan. Should have stuck to it.
I think that's the theme here. You can't mess up. You got to keep your eye on the prize. And Reed wants to be Mr. Manuary. So.
Andrea, how many other things were you campaigning for when you won Miss Survivor?
Just Miss Survivor.
Yes, that's right. And that's how you won.
There was nothing else. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So gotta stay focused.
You have to clear your schedule and you have to focus. It takes a lot of focus and dedication.
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. Right, Kurt?
That's right.
That's right.
You're here.
Yes. All right. Let's go ahead and take a look at the big board. Here we go. Four men, four bros remain. And what a top four we have. Kurt, it's an odd top four in that it's a pair of rivals. We have separated by green shirts every other person. So we have on one hand, we have a battle between Jeremy and John Mish, two guys who were rivals in the game of Survivor San Juan del Sur. It was John Mish that led the charge to blindside Jeremy in the game. I'm sure that both of these guys would like another crack at each other in the debates. On the other side of the aisle, we have Spencer and Tony, two guys who also infamously locked heads in their season of Survivor. At least one of these two pairs will make it into the final three. This is, boy, what a dramatic final four we have here tonight, Andrea.
This is good because I feel like there will be sparks in the debates either way. We got some rivals where, I mean, for Miss Survivor last year, there wasn't really anyone.
It was too lovey-dovey, right? Everybody got along.
Nice. Everyone was nice and so happy to be a part of it.
Yeah.
But this could be good.
Yeah. We needed Eliza in there to really mix it up.
Yeah.
We might have Eliza as a guest moderator on the debate.
That'd be great.
Yes.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
Yes. If it looks like it's going too smoothly, we're going to bring Eliza in to really spice things up.
Lightning round.
Yes. Andrea, by the way, what would you be? Blue collar, white collar, or no collar?
Well, I thought about that. If this season was when I first played, when I was 21, they probably would have spun me as blue collar, like a farm girl. But I think, am I no collar?
I don't know. Probably. Do you make the rules? Do you follow the rules? Or do you break the rules?
Is that what it's?
That's how they do it.
I do a little bit of all of it. I don't know.
Okay.
I wouldn't be right for this season.
All right. So you'd be on Exile Island to start.
I'm a no-caller, but I'm not really interesting enough to be a no-caller because those people are all really out there.
Okay. Boy.
What are you?
I'm a no-caller. I go by my own schedule.
Yeah, I think I'm a no-caller, but...
Okay. All right. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at some of the what you guys have to say. Let's check in with the tweets here. Gamer Girl 2330 says, "Ooh, I hope Spencer and Mish are in the top three. I know they got a lot of votes, and I hope one of them wins. I hope I didn't just jinx it. Uh oh, what if you just did?
Uh oh.
Yeah. So we'll see about that. DV says, "Top three: Spencer, Tony, and John. Could be." Could be if Jeremy is out next. Dan Smith says, "Oh man, even I expected Reed to be in the top three, unsmiley face." So yeah, look, all these people got a lot of votes. King Matt says, "I really hope Chaos Cast gets in the top three here for Mr. Survivor." How dare you? That is not cool, King Matt 334. We don't appreciate that. Well, of course, we'll be talking about Chaos Cast and all of these Survivor ladies tomorrow night on our big Miss Survivor results show. All right, Kurt. Of course, let me set the stage here. What's at stake? We have our top four, baby. Okay. All four of these guys are in the mix. Three of them will move on to the top three. After this podcast is over, starting tomorrow, I will begin reaching out to the top three finalists that you selected. I will ask them if they are willing to appear in the Mr. Survivor competition, which will consist of a one-on-one, about 20-minute interview with me where they will talk about their campaign. They will have an opportunity to show us their talents, and they will also answer questions from the voting audience. Then they will participate in the Rob Has a Podcast Mr. Survivor debates, which will come the week after next, and then ultimately be up for the vote and potentially winning the coveted Mr. Survivor belt currently in the possession of Mr. Malcolm Freeberg, who I sat down with today, Kurt, for an exclusive one-on-one interview that I will be posting on Friday.
Oh, great. I always like to hear from the Malk.
Yes. Andrea, have you been in close contact with Malcolm throughout the year?
He likes to disappear. He came out to New York and was here for right before Wayfaring, and we had a fun couple days. We went karaokeing, and it was fun, and then I didn't hear from him. He goes back to LA and he just disappears.
Would you like to see Mr. Survivor and Miss Survivor work closer together in 2015?
Definitely.
Okay. All right. So maybe we'll...
I think they do need to work together more.
We may put you...
Probably more selfies, probably more podcasts together.
Andrea, I may have to make you a special ambassador to work with Miss Survivor and Mr. Survivor in 2015. So we have more of a transition plan, because I think that there's a lot of a learning curve to being Miss Survivor and Mr. Survivor.
There is. It's also easier to say you're going to do all this stuff, and it's easier to direct it. So maybe I would be better at directing
the survivors. Okay.
Maybe I'm a better director than actually carrying out what they want to do.
All right. Well,
calling.
Well, we will work all that stuff through once we get through this, Kurt. Number four. All right. First, here's how we're going to do this. Kurt is going to tell us number four. We are going to talk about the fourth place finisher, and then we will direct our attention to the top three. So let's not make this about who isn't number four. Let's talk about who is number four. Take it away, tabulator.
At number four, just outside the top three, with just over 1,600 votes cast. And again, Reed had just over 1,500 votes. At number four, we have John Misch.
John Misch. He just missed it. Oh, my God. John Misch. He was so close, but ultimately it's NBD. John Misch does not make it to the top three as of yet. And it remains to be seen if any of the top three will decline the invitation. Andrea, let's go to you first. Reactions. John Misch at number four.
I'm shocked. He seems like he would be the perfect Mr. Survivor. So I'm really surprised. I had him, Spencer, and Reed in my top three. So only one of my top three made it.
Yes. That's why Mr. Survivor is one of the most unpredictable spectacles in all of reality TV and the internet. You can never predict how it's going to turn out. Kurt, boy, John Misch from your alma mater.
Yeah, I was rooting for him. I did not cast a vote, although just to set things up, we're not going to give the order of the top three placements, but I can talk about the gap between fourth and third place. So John had just over 1,600 votes, and the third place finisher had received about 2,100 votes. So it was about a 500 vote gap. There was no campaigning from John. He had retweeted a couple things. I don't know if he could have closed the gap there, if he could have taken some pageant advice from his fiance, Jacqueline, maybe, but not much campaigning from John. So there you go.
All right. So let's
think of campaigning. John could have slipped in there, right?
Whoa.
you would think he could have done some campaigning. Maybe a glass of wine for everybody who votes for me, or a toast to everyone who votes. But John Misch, maybe was he too busy thinking about Jim Harbaugh, Kurt?
It could be. I can't remember if he's in Vegas right now or not. It just, again, maybe just distracted by a lot this past week.
Very distracted.
Vegas is distracting. That could have gotten in the way. He shouldn't have planned a trip when he knew that.
No. Lives out there. I think he lives out there now, so it's like 24/7 distraction, but I could be wrong.
Yeah. Yes, and Stephen Fishback will be quite disappointed as well, because as he had told me, he thought that John Misch had the Mr. Survivor winner's edit, Kurt.
Okay, but that changed from like Reed, or from Josh to Jeremy.
First
to,
he said he thought Josh had Mr. Yeah. Survivor winner's edit, and then he thought it was yeah. John Misch. All right, but John Misch, if you're a John Misch fan, don't give up. Keep hope alive, right, Andrea?
Yeah, you never know. It's very, very possible one of the top three won't accept.
It's very, very possible.
It's happened before, and it can very well happen.
It happened in the men's division and the women's division last year, so it's definitely something to watch out for. But let's now turn our attention for the first time to the top three that you voted in to the Mr. Survivor Finals, and boy, wow. What a top three you guys have voted in. In alphabetical order, we have the one and only Mr. We have Jeremy Collins, and the voters were not dumb.
These guys are so dumb.
They're not dumb. He's happy tonight because he is in the top three, Kurt.
Why is he smiling? Why is he smiling?
He's smiling, Andrea.
No.
He's smiling. Yes. Also, congratulations to Jeremy. He's the first African American to ever be a Mr. Survivor finalist. So that he also adds that to his impressive Survivor resume. So congratulations to Jeremy. Of course, we have a man who a lot of people felt like was going to be part of the mix here no matter what. Here he is, the young lad, Spencer Bledsoe, is in your finals, Andrea.
Yes, he is.
Yes. Congratulations to Spencer. And of course, the man who Andrea doubted, who said at top eight was the biggest surprise on the board. Here he is. It's Tony. What a night.
This is huge.
What a night for Tony. Good job, Ooh. Tony. I didn't see it coming.
Let Tony celebrate, Andrea.
What?
We're letting Tony celebrate. Yes, this is huge. Tony needed it. Wow. Wow.
And as Andrea pointed out, I mean, it's interesting. If you look at Jeremy, a very similar campaigning strategy to Dale. Retweeted a couple votes, and then the rest of his tweets were about the Patriots all week. And he did actually no active campaigning, but made it into the top three. So I think that shows kind of what the resting rate is for Jeremy. He made it up there without really any active campaigning. And as Andrea had pointed out, Tony, no tweets this year. Like, literally, it was like around New Year's that was his last tweet. So I don't even know if he knows this is going on. Spencer, definitely the most active campaigner of everybody. He had tweets over the first several days. He took personal replies to people who voted for him. I don't know if his promise to watch the Gilmore Girls and podcast about it on RHC.
I think that's only hurting the cause, I think.
He should take that back.
Advice from his survivor right there.
Did Spencer lose your vote, Andrea, by saying he would podcast about Gilmore Girls if he won Mr. Survivor?
I mean, come on, Spencer. That's not a fun podcast.
I just breaking news. I heard Jeremy has just announced he will not podcast Gilmore Girls if he wins Mr. Survivor.
Let me check the polls. Oh my goodness.
Surging ahead. On the anti-Gilmore Girls platform. All right. Oh my. I am so excited. I'm in love with this top three. I really hope that we get all three of these guys.
And I think, and you know what? I do too. If we don't, I'm really interested to see what John brings to the mix, what John Mish brings to the mix. And you know, it won't sink down to Reed and Jeremiah. But I think regardless of who ends up in the top three, I think it's going to be a great campaign.
Yes. This is going to be a fantastic year for Mr. Survivor. Boy, This would be wonderful, Andrea. I think that the voters did a great job. They really, really nailed it.
I agree. We have three very entertaining, attractive men in the final three. I think, and even if we go down to John, it's going to be solid.
You can't go wrong.
For sure.
You can't go wrong. All right, Scott, I want to start getting some reactions from people. So let's start to fire those up. We'll take those in just a minute. Of course, don't forget, tomorrow night we will be counting down the Miss Survivor top 18, right, Kurt? Or is it
17,
top 17. So that'll be an even faster show tomorrow night as we get to the big event that everybody's waiting for. Of course, we will have our interviews coming next week for the Mr. Survivor top three, whoever ultimately accepts. So, all right, let's go ahead and take some reactions here tonight. Rob Licurdo says, I hope Tony only speaks llama during the debate. Boy, that would be a winning strategy, I think. Andrea, should Tony only potentially speak llama in a debate?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
And then he'll win for sure.
All right.
His talent, I hope he accepts, because his talent is probably going to be pretty good.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Michael GM says, looks like Golden Boy Spencer is going all the way to the winner's circle. That is not what I heard, Andrea.
Spencer has zero chance of winning this game.
So maybe not. Maybe not. I don't know. Let's see. The Gamer Girl 2330 says, boo, I did jinx it. I hope either Tony or Jeremy decline. They're both overrated anyway. Okay, so Ooh. The Gamer Girl, what did the Gamer Girl, wanted Reed
John
or
Mish.
Or John Mish? Yeah. Jinxed
Gamer
it.
Girl, not happy.
Not happy. That's what happens when you say, I hope I don't jinx it. That means you do jinx it. John Johnson says, that was my top three. Let's hope Tony sticks in it. Boy. We'll see. We'll have to see. I almost feel like for Tony to accept, I feel like it's going to take some motivation from Spencer, but it may not be in Spencer's best interest to have Tony in the competition.
I would say that because I feel that Tony's going to attack Spencer and be like, what is it? I don't get it. And it's going to be up to Spencer to decide if he should persuade him to stay in or to back out. So kind of falls into Spencer's lap here.
Yes. Well, boy, I hope that Spencer acts in the best interest.
Spencer, it could be to his benefit if Tony stays in. Otherwise, John moves up. Then you have two younger guys. So I don't know. Maybe it's a strategy that Spencer's going to have to think about.
Yeah. Very interesting. It's interesting debate. We'll see. King Matt 334 says, wow, Jeremy survived the pegonging. Congrats, Jeremy. Yes, he made it through he's the only person from the top row to survive the pegonging. He's like a real Danny Boatwright, Kurt.
There you go. I just was thinking back to what Andrew was saying. I think that's an interesting perspective. Like, will Jeremy and Tony be potentially splitting votes as two older contestants compared to Spencer? Whereas if John came up, even though he didn't have the popular votes to break the top three, he's another young lad who could potentially, you know, give him a run for his money.
What a week this could be for Jeremy Collins to not only get nominated for the top three of Mr. Survivor, but potentially his Patriots could go on to win a Super Bowl as well. What a week. Yes. We'll see. Andrea was with was with Dale Wentworth all week, rooting for the Seahawks.
I'm still bummed about the Packers anyway.
Yes. Is it true that the Seahawks were playing with an underinflated ball, Andrea? Is that what the Packers are saying?
The Packers are saying that, yeah.
All right. Bill Methling says, Jeremy already tweeted hashtag top three. Sounds like an acceptance tweet to me. I think it does.
Whoa, he already tweeted it?
Yes, he is on the money. He's ready to go.
He's ready to have money.
Yes, that sounds good. That sounds like a positive thing
that
for me.
That's promising. Now we just got to see someone tweet Tony. Well, he's probably not on Twitter right now.
Yeah, we have to see. I hear he's at a sleepover tonight, so we'll see if we can get him. All right. DV says, if Tony doesn't respond, Spencer has it 110% in the bag. Oh, boy. That would be if Josh was in it. He would have 110% in the bag.
Sure enough. Jeremy, is he watching right now?
Yeah, that's fighting words. That's fighting words. Okay. This is from Sam. Sam says, wow, the three I voted for are in the top three. Maybe I should go to the casino. You probably should. Yeah, that's right. You definitely should.
Life advice from Rob Sisternino.
Definitely should. Rachel Wagner said, loving the top three. And what's with the Gilmore Girls hate? Hey, I'm not hating the Gilmore Girls. I'm commenting on Spencer's love of the Gilmore Girls.
Okay, if Spencer can pull off a really entertaining podcast of the Gilmore Girls, I will give him credit. But I don't know if it's possible.
If Spencer could pull off an entertaining podcast about the Gilmore Girls, he should win a Pulitzer Prize or at least a podcast award.
Isn't there a new podcast, a Gilmore Girls podcast?
I don't know. It's not within the RHAP networks, Andrea.
Okay, there is a new. Someone I'm sure listening knows about it.
What about you? Would you ever want to host a podcast on the Robinson podcast or reality TV wrap ups?
Would I want to?
Yeah.
I really only watch Survivor in terms of reality TV. That's the problem.
Would you ever want to interview somebody on a podcast?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, we could certainly do a Miss Survivor special somewhere along the way. If you wanted to, I don't want to force your hand.
No. I would love to.
Okay. All right. Let's take a couple more. Bean Me 100 says, so glad Jeremy made it to the final three. He really deserved it. Now let's get Kelly to the other front. Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. That's tomorrow night. That's ladies'
tomorrow.
Night. Let the men enjoy their night tonight on Tuesday night. Okay. Let's see. Do we have, this is from the Lazy Sora. Yes. By Reed. Oh, Andrea, somebody is gloating that Reed isn't in the top three.
No gloating. Come on.
I heard that was Missy's Twitter. Is that Missy gloating about Reed not being in the top three? What are Baylor and Missy saying tonight, Andrea?
They're probably very happy. They're celebrating.
Yeah. And then probably also very interesting in this top three is that you have two Cagayan members and one San Juan del Sur person. I wonder if the San Juan del Sur survivors will back their guy, Jeremy.
Yeah. Not sure. It'll be interesting
to
see.
I'm distracted by the chat room where someone said, "A last hurrah for our dead Andrea."
Our dead Andrea?
I mean, that's a little... Now everyone's saying, R.I.P. Andrea, okay.
Yes, yes.
A little emotion over here for me.
Miko Panis in the chat room says, let's hope the Mr. and Miss Survivor hook up this year. Andrea, is there a chance of that happening?
Well, we want to see who it is and make sure they're not in relationships.
Yeah, that's right. I think everybody is in a relationship.
Married and Spencer has a girlfriend, so I don't know. That would be a little, that'd be bad.
But what a power couple. What a power couple that could be. All right. This is from a Hunty Bear. So Kim, for Miss Survivor, is Kim going to be on Survivor again? Why would somebody ask if Kim is going to be Miss Survivor?
So, yeah, that's a possibility.
Yeah. Okay. Igor says, Rob C., I will love to say Tony will win. He is a big muscle man, so strong he can lift an ox just like Igor. Well, I don't know. I think Jeremy's very strong, too.
I'll be right back. I just have to plug my laptop.
Okay. All right. Andrea's going to unplug her laptop. We'll start to wrap things up. All right, Kurt. Tomorrow night is the big night. The Miss Survivor poll results are going to be in. We'll find out our top finalists for Miss Survivor. I'm very excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Again, it's just because of the way this 2014 played out. We had 19 male contestants. We have 17 female contestants. So today just felt like it sped by so quickly. I think, you know, tomorrow is going to be going to pump the brakes a little bit and make sure that we make this last.
I know. Well, you know, this is like, you know, one of those big NFL playoff weekends where it's like we're going to be just like dealing with all of the news from tonight and dealing with the anticipation of Miss Survivor. Tomorrow should be a very fun day on Wednesday, getting ready for the Miss Survivor results show. Of course, so much to do this week. We are just getting pumped up here for the Survivor preseason. We are less than a month away now to the start of Survivor 30. We've got a lot of coverage coming up here in the Survivor preseason. And if you want to jump, if you're just jumping into Rob as a podcast now, it's a great point to get on board because we are going full tilt all the way to the start of Survivor 30 coming up in the next couple of weeks. We've got our patron cast on Thursday. If you want to find out more about what that's about, you can check out our page on patreon.com or go to robisawebsite.com/patron to find out what that is all about. And boy, Andrea, what a pleasure it's been to have you on board tonight.
Thank you for having me. Who's going to come in tomorrow night?
We don't have, well, it was just going to be me and Kurt. I was going to try to beg you after the show to come back.
For tomorrow?
Yes. I didn't want to put you on the spot in an awkward way like this. Right, we'll talk about it afterwards.
And I'll get back to you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Otherwise, Kurt and I will be here tomorrow night live to talk about it all. 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. Can't wait. Scott St. Pierre, thank you so much for all of your work behind the scenes tonight. Fantastic job, as per usual. And congratulations to Jeremy, Spencer, and Tony, your top three finalists for Mr. Survivor 2015. Should we have a hashtag for people who made it to the end? Kurt, anything? Do you have anything in mind?
Hashtag...
This is tough because we don't want it to be we don't want it to be supporting any of the candidates. So
what about hashtag rocker shocker?
Rocker? No, that Antonio already tweeted earlier. It should not be rocker shocker.
How about incorrect pound sign?
Incorrect pound sign. How about we just do congrats top three? How about that? Let's go with that. To announce the top three Mr. Survivor candidates. So congratulations to guys. Thanks to everybody who voted and for making Mr. Survivor such a big spectacle again this year. And I can't wait to get into it. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great night and hope to see you tomorrow for the Miss Survivor Countdown Show. Take care, everybody. Bye.